The Smart Cookies Guide to Making More Dough, How 5 Young Women Got Smart, Formed a Money Group, and Took Control of Their Finances. By the Smart Cookies with Jennifer Barrett. Narrated by Andrea Baxter. Copyright 2008 by Smart Cookies Money Mentoring, Inc.
This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Smart Cookies and Inkwell Management and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. For Canadian listeners, please visit www.tantor.com, keyword cookies, to print a short guidebook that explains differences between U.S. and Canadian financial terms. The guidebook also contains statistics and laws pertaining to Canada. Periodically throughout this audiobook, we will refer you to that guidebook.
Forward. I first met the Smart Cookies on the set of The Oprah Winfrey Show. The show was called This Is Your Year to Get Richer, and it was devoted to wrapping up a year-long series called The Debt Diet, during which three families had undergone massive money makeovers on camera. I was one of the Debt Diet coaches, working with a family I'm proud to say came through the program with flying colors and continued to soar. Millions of Oprah viewers, as they always do, tuned in. Many joined us in taking the Debt Diet Challenge, signing up on Oprah's website to track their own progress, download our tools, and recharge their financial batteries. These five young women were among them. They took our debt diet as inspiration to start their own money group. They called themselves the Smart Cookies. And when our producers went looking for success stories to feature on the last episode of the series, we found them. Andrea, Robin, Katie, Angela, and Sandra were, at the start of the series, a lot like most women. They had five figures of credit card debt. They weren't earning what they felt like they deserved. They spent more than they made. They fell behind the eight ball where their money was concerned, ashamed, afraid, embarrassed, naive. But unlike most people, they decided to do something about it, and they decided to do that something together. If you've ever had a running buddy or a diet buddy, you know together is so much better than separate. In the chapters that follow, you'll read about their accomplishments and setbacks, their successes and their frustrations. You'll see five financial lives that could have stagnated or spiraled downward, but are now on the right course. And you'll see that you have the ability to execute this sort of turnaround too. What impressed me most about these five women, what inspired me to suggest that they put their experiences down in writing, was that they did this with no Wall Street experience, no MBAs, no hedge fund managing boyfriends or spouses. They caught the same message that I've been preaching for years. Managing your money is not rocket science.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?